Masechet Mari Katan, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hei, Hakreber Es Meso Shloisha Yamim Kodem LeRegel. Somebody who buries his mate 3 days before the regel, he was knowing Avelet 3 days before Yontif, Batla He Menu Gzer Shiva. The Gzer Shiva is Batla. He doesn't have to continue the Shiva after Yontif. But the Gzer Shloisha is not Batla. The Dine Shloisha man has to keep after Yontif, which is that he's not allowed to take a haircut still after Yontif. Shmoina. If he was knowing Avelet already 8 days before the regel, meaning 1 day into the shloishim already, where he's not allowed to take a haircut, but lay him in his very shloishim. After regel, he doesn't have to continue the shloishim. The shloishim is finished, and after the regel, is no longer considered an oval. The nation Amru, Shabbos Oilo Veinu Masechet, because the Chachamim said Shabbos counts as one of the days of the Shiva, even though we're not knowing Dine Avelis, the Kahesh on Shabbos, only Dvarin Shabbat Sinah. It still counts as one of the days of the Shiva, Ve'ena Masekis, but it's not Mavatol the rest of the day. You have to continue the Shiva after Shabbat. Regala Masikim Ein Oliv. Regala, on the other hand, they're Masik, the Shiva. If you started the Shiva 3 days before the regal, then you don't have to continue the Shiva after the regal. Ve'ena Oliv, but they don't count towards the Shiva. If you don't have at least 3 days of Avelis before Yontif, then you have to continue the Shiva after the Yontif. And the reason why the Chachamim said that you have to keep 3 days of Shiva before Yontif Achal Pachad is because the Ikar Shiva is 3 days, like it says in the Gemara, Shlosh Yom HaMabachi. So therefore, if you don't keep at least 3 days of Shiva before Yontif, you have to continue after Yontif. But as far as Xer Shloshim, then the Yontif does count towards the Shloshim. So therefore, you only have to keep the number of days that are left after Yontif, and the days of Yontif are Ola L'Chazma. Masechet Mari Katan, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishachara Beit HaMikdash Aseres Kishavos, after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Aseres Shavuot had a din like Shabbos. Since Aseres is 1 day like Shabbos, it has the same din as Shabbos, as far as the Shiva is concerned. That is Ola V'Eina Masik. It counts towards the meaning Shiva, it's counted as one of the days of the Shiva. But it's not Masik the Shiva, you have to continue the Shiva afterwards. As opposed to in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, that even though also then Aseres was only 1 day, but since you could be mashed from the Chagiga, if you don't bring the Chagiga on Shavuot, you could bring it for the next 6 days. So it's similar to Rega, that it's also 7 days, and therefore it's Masik Ve'ena Ola. It stops the meaning Shiva if you were knowing at least 3 days beforehand, but it doesn't count towards the meaning Shiva if you were not knowing 3 days of Avelis before Yom Kippur. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim k'Regol. Rabban Gamliel said Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim have the din of Regol, even though they are only 1 day, and they are Mafik Ve'ena Oila, and certainly Shavuot also have the same din even after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, that it is Mafik Ve'ena Oila, because all the Mordos were compared one to another, like it says, Eilu Mordi Hashem, or Makis the Mordos to each other, and just like Sukkot and Pesach, the din is Makis Ve'ena Ola, so too the other Mordos had the same din, according to Rabban Gamliel. The Chachamim argument, lo k'divrei zeh, but lo k'divrei zeh. Chachamim argue, they don't hold like Rabban Gamliel, or Rabban Eliezer, ela aseres, to regal aseres, Shavuot, even after the Beit HaMikdash was nachram, had a din like regal, because aseres is similar to Sukkot and Pesach, the Yimachui to be Ola regal, and you have to bring a Chagiga. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim has a din like Shabbos. That it's Ola v'Eina Masik, as Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim is not the same as the Sholos Regalim.